leader Hamish McGregor and his band debuted at the 1985 Jubilee. As you can imagine, they turned a few heads.
Well, I think we always get funny looks. It just comes with the territory of being Scots and playing American swing. But yeah, no, I mean, the band was well received, and we had a young Sinatra lookalike who was certainly caught the eye of the ladies, and that was good for business.
These days, McGregor fronts the band himself, playing clarinet, alto saxophone, and singing lead vocals. His decision to focus on swing came in 1983, when, ironically enough, he was playing in a Dixieland band at the Jubilee. A colleague approached McGregor with a suggestion.
He slipped a tape of Louis Jordan music into my pocket, said, "Here, have a listen to this. I think you'll like it." I took it home, listened to it, thought, "This is dynamite," and started to recruit players.
The result is Fat Sam's Band, a nine-piece ensemble that specializes in swing classics by Cab Calloway, Glenn Miller, and the king of jump jive, Louis Jordan, among others. While they are in demand around the world at various music festivals, Fat Sam's has a soft spot for Sacramento.
Audiences here are electrifying. They're wonderful to play to. When Jubilee time comes on and you hit the first note, they really like what we do, and they're very audible with their appreciation.
And audiences play another important role, says McGregor, who doesn't determine which tunes his band will play until they're actually standing on stage.
All the Jubilee sets, we'll look at the audience, decide where we think they're coming from, whether they're party, whether they're listening, whether they're dancing, whether they're sleeping, whatever. And in fact, the guys take bets on what the opening number is going to be every time.
While they are exceptional musicians, it's obvious that McGregor and his men are also about having fun, both on the bandstand and off. When possible, they take advantage of the local hospitality, which can produce some memorable experiences, like the time guitarist Eric Wales was backyard fishing at a fan's house.
Amazingly enough, I caught this fish, but they've got a dog, and the dog is so excited at the prospect of someone fishing that it's yapping up and down at my feet. We get the fish just about to the edge of the thing, and the dog makes a leap for this blooming fish, which of course escapes, and the dog's now got the hook in its mouth. Caught a dog, the first time I ever caught a dog fishing.
There's not a jazz supporter that has not heard of the Sacramento Festival would not like to make that something on their agenda before they die. If they live in Italy, let's say, or Australia, they still want to come over to Sacramento. Now that is pretty special.
And so are the bands that have made the Jazz Jubilee world famous, like Fat Sam's from Scotland. They'll perform throughout the weekend at various venues, and they'll close out our live broadcast Sunday night at 10 on the KXJZ stations. Paul Conley, KXJZ News.